أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي ربي زدني علما اجمعین انشاءاللہ May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in all of us knowledge. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We will do our pronoun drill three times inshallah. Ready? Huwa, huma, hum, hiya, huma, hunna, anta, antuma, antum, anti, antuma, antunna, ana, nahnu. Huwa, huma, hum, hiya, huma, hunna, anta, antuma, antum, anti, antuma, antunna, ana, nahnu. One more time. Huwa, huma, hum, hiya, huma, hunna, anta, antuma, antum, anti, antuma, antunna, ana, nahnu. MashaAllah. Now, brothers and sisters, I wrote down the verb, dakhala. What is the meaning of dakhala? He entered. But in the dictionary you will find to enter. But actually it is he entered. Because he is hidden inside. The file is hidden inside. Ready, brothers and sisters? How will you conjugate? Dakhala, dakhala, dakhalu, dakhalat, dakhalata, dakhalna, dakhalta, dakhaltuma, دخلتم دخلتي دخلتما دخلتن دخلت دخلنا ما شاء الله. See, when we do in sequence, it's easy. But then we are going to practice. Okay, brothers and sisters. هو دخل. Okay. هي دخلت. They, هم دخلوا. هن دخلنا. أنا دخلت نحن دخلنا all of you أنتم دخلتم sisters all of you أنتن دخلتن got the idea brothers and sisters that way we will practice and then slowly I will change into محمد دخل فاطمة دخلت we will change it الأولاد دخلوا الطالبات دخلنا We are going to do later on. See, we haven't done plural. Very soon we'll do plural. And you will have a good idea then, inshallah. Lesson by lesson, brick by brick, we will build our house, inshallah. Next one, brother, Darasa. What is the meaning of Darasa? He studied. He studied. Okay? He studied. Dictionary to study. Ready? Darasa. Darasa. Darasu. Darasat. Darasata. Darasna. Darasta. Darastuma. Darastum. Darasti. Darastuma. Darastunna. Darastu. Darasna. Inshallah, because if we do every day couple of exercises, inshallah, within week or 10 days, your mind will, inshallah, grab it and understand it. Okay, brothers and sisters? Huwa darasa. If I say the pronoun, you will give me the verb form. Huwa hiya darasat. Hiya darasat. Hum hunna darasna. Nahnu. What is the difference between hunna and nahnu? Hunna bada darasna. Fata. Darasna. And nahnu darasna. So you must pronounce in a way that it is, you know, easy to understand. So that the person who is listening knows exactly what you said. Hunna darasna. Nahnu darasna. See, there is a difference. Darasna and then darasna. Are you with me, brother? Huwa darasa. Hiya darasat. Hum darasu. Hunna darasna. Darasna. Ana darastu. Nahnu darasna. Anta darasta. Anti darasti. Antum darastum. Antunna darastunna. Ana darastu. Darastu. Nahnu darasna. Inshallah, we'll practice. Because this is a new thing. Okay? And that's why I start in the beginning so that we practice bit by bit, bit by bit, and we become stronger, inshallah. Now, brothers and sisters, we did our verb, couple of verbs, and we did the drill of pronoun. Now I am coming to, I got to show you a lot of things. Yesterday we did nearly 2.5 lessons. But, brothers and sisters, you got to write at home. Writing will make you perfect. If you shy away from writing, I'm afraid you will find book 3 difficult, you know. But if you practice writing, you will love book 3, inshallah. Okay. I wrote down a sentence. Hadha jadidun. Okay, brothers and sisters. Hadha jadidun. What kind of a sentence is this? Jumla ismiya. Okay, what do we look in Jumla ismiya? Mubtada and khabar. Where is Mubtada? Haza. Where is khabar? No, what is haza? It is a pronoun. Demonstrative? Ismu ishara. In English we call it demonstrative pronoun. Okay? And all pronouns are definite. Remember, all pronouns are definite. That is why the Mubtada is definite. Most of the time, Mubtada will be definite. Most of the time, Mubtada will be definite. Very soon, I want to bring example from Quran in which Mubtada is indefinite. And I will tell you why. Okay, brothers and sisters. Al-baytu jadidun. What kind of a sentence it is? Ismiya. Where is Mubtada? Al-baytu. Where is khabar? Jadidun. Okay? So, Hada jadidun, this is new. The house is new. I'm pointing to the same thing. Now we put these together. Hadal baytu. What is the English translation? This house. This house. Sentence is not complete. This house. What about it? Give me some news. This house is new. So how do we analyze in Arabic, brothers and sisters? First, noun is our mubtada. Then what shall I? Badal. It is called badal. Means substitute. Badal means substitute. Not badal. Badal. Badal means cloud. Badal is substitute. How do I, you know, how do I explain that it is substitute? Brother, if I put my hand on baitu, what is left? Is hadha jadidun. So if I remove baitu, still it makes sense. And if I do this, al baitu jadidun. So it is there, the sense is there. So then in Arabic we say al baitu is a substitute for hadha. So we call it badal. Mubtada, badal. Badal of what? Hadha. Badal of what? Hadha. And our khabar is there. Okay. Look at this sentence. This is here. هذه البيضة كبيرة. What is the English translation? This egg is big. So what is هذه? مبتدأ. What is البيضة? بدل. بدل. Because see, it came after اسم إشارة. صحيح. And then what is كبيرة? خبر. You got the idea, inshallah? How many ismu ishara we have done so far, brothers and sisters? Four. Hada, hazihi, zalika, and tilka. Later on we'll do more. Any time there's a ismu ishara and then a noun which is definite coming after ismu ishara, that noun will be most of the time badal. Most of the time badal. Okay? We will be studying examples from Quran and from the book, okay? Now, since I have written this sentence, we might as well look at it. هذه الدجاجة, this chicken, لي بنتي فلاحي. فلاحي is the farmer. بنتي is the daughter. How do I analyze, brother? هذه. هذه. Mubtada. Al dajajatu badal. Now I have to look for the khabar. The khabar is not one word. Khabar is jar majur. So what is li? Harf jar. Harf jar, isam majur. I have to have a isam majur next to it. So what is binti? Isam majur. Okay? And now there is something more after binti. So it is mudaf, mudafilay. So binti huwa mudaf, huwa mudafilay. If you will think of huwa mudaf and mudafilay, inshallah, a lot of things will become very easy, inshallah. Very, very easy. This is all very logical and very interesting. I found it very fascinating. Okay, next one. Hazihi sa'atu. What is hazihi? Mubtada. What is sa'atu? Badal. Now we have to have a khabar. What is li? Harf jar. I need isam majrur. Ibni. So libni. So then huwa mudaf. And then mudaf ilay. But brother, if you can say these things, alhamdulillah. You have achieved something nice. Sister Fatima, is it clear? I have a request. Brother, I admire your efforts. I admire your sacrifice. I have highest respect for your sacrifice and your dedication. And I am here to help you. If you do not understand anything, ask me and I'll help you. I will sit after the class to show you everything. Okay, sisters, if you'll ask me, I'll come and sit with you and I'll show you. Brothers, if you will ask me, I'll sit with you and show you. So feel free to ask me. I am at your service. Now if you don't ask me, the loss is yours. Okay? Yes, Sister Salma?
I have a question.
Yes.
Why can't we say Isam Majrur, Khabar Rahul Mada? Why don't we already eliminate that word Khabar altogether?
No, we are not eliminating Khabar. No, we are not, Salma. See, here I can say li harfchar, li harfchar. We got to find a simple way of doing it. Huh? Okay, li harfchar binti ism majrur. Then you can say, if you were to write, jar majrur shibu jumla khabar. And then, no, then you don't say mudaf, because it will be too much repetition. Then you will say al-fallah mudafili. That is also okay. Maybe I'll give you a rough example of how you write it. Okay. Hazihi. I will say mubtada. Are you with me? Simple. You can write a whole couple of lines for hazihi. We won't do it now. Okay. Hazihi mubtada. As-sa'atu. We are in a very elementary stage. So we want to do simple analysis, just one word. Because that way our mind is getting used to analyzing. Asatu badal. Okay? Badal. It's badalun. Now I say li harfcha. Harfu jarrin. Okay. And then ibni ism majrur. Are you with me? Okay. Now then I can say wa huwa mudaf. Because I'm writing now, I got a lot of space. Wa huwa mudaf. Sahi? And then I will say libn al mudir, al mudir bada mudaf ilayhi. Okay, now I don't have space, but suppose I'm writing there, then I will say libni jarun majrurun wa majrurun jarun wa majrurun shibhul jumlati khabarun. Are you with me? Everything is mentioned from page 23 onwards. You know, you got 4 pages of analysis.
So, when you split it, you don't have to say khabar, but when you combine it, you can say khabar.
No, no. You see, what happens, Sister Salma, that because there is a mudafili, first we just analyze it. And then underneath we say libni, okay, which is jar majur, shibu jumla, khabar. See page number 23 onwards. We have given simple explanation to you. Okay, there are 4 pages which should give you a good idea. Yes, Sister Naima? Ibni will be after li. If li harf jar comes, what will be ibni? Ism majrur, khalas. Wa huwa mudaf. Wa huwa mudaf. You know, as Sister Maynaz now, mashallah, she is quick to say wa huwa mudaf, which is excellent. Because it gives you an idea that the ism majrur is playing double role. On one hand, it is ism majrur, then on the other hand, it is mudaf. Because mudaf ilayhi is coming. Inshallah, I will explain to you, brother. We will do lots of analysis, at least verbal analysis, so that you have a good idea. Yes, brother Abdul Karim.
What was the page number?
Ji?
The page number.
23. Where 23? Where? Handout.
Handout.
Handout. If you have handout, open your handout, page 23, brother.
The white
one. White one. Always keep your handout handy. Keep your handout handy, right in front of you. If I say page number, you can... Brother, this handout has become very popular now. Even people who are in different areas of Toronto but studying from a different teacher, they come and say, we want that handout. MashaAllah. It means it does have benefit. Page 23 onwards. I request you to check it out at home, inshallah. You got it? Page, huh? You got the idea? 23, 24, 25, 26. Four pages, brother. I'll keep this here. Okay. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now we again start. Adarsu Thaminu. Lesson number 8. I have to do a lot of things today, brother. Hadar Rajulu, put a line. Fatima, put a line after Hadar Rajulu. Now tell me what is Hadar Rajulu. What is Hadar? Mubtada. And what is Ar-Rajulu? Badal. Got it? Where is the khabar now? Tajirun. Where is the khabar? This man is merchant. We are still revising the page. 42. We are revising the page 42. وَذَٰلِكَ الرَّجُلُ وَاوْ is Ataf. What is ذَٰلِكَ الرَّجُلُ? Put a line there. What is ذَٰلِكَ? مُبْتِدَى. What is رَجُلُ? Badal. What is the khabar? Tabibun. Got the idea? إِسْمُ التَّاجَرِ. What kind of a compound is this? مُدَافْ مُدَافِلِهِ. What is إِسْمُ? مُبْتِدَى. وَهُوَ مُدَاف. And then, where is the مُدَاف إِلَيْهِ? تَاجِرٍ. Okay. And where is the khabar? مَحْمُودٌ. Okay. وَاسْمُ الطَّبِيبِ. Wow came. Where is مُبْتَدَى? إِسْمُ. وَهُوَ مُدَاف. And then, where is مُدَاف إِلَيْهِ? طَبِيب. Where is the khabar? سَعِيدٌ. Okay. Inshallah. Now, we have another sentence. Brother and sister, هذا البيت. What is the translation? This house. This, it is not a sentence. Because we don't understand what is going on here. So we need khabar. Okay? So we say هذا البيت. Put a line after هذا البيت. What is هذا? مبتدأ. What is البيت? بدل. Where is the khabar? للتاجري. So here there is no مدافلي. So you will write down li harf jar, tajri ism majrur, jar majrur, shubu jumla khabar. Here you can straight away say shubu jumla khabar. But when you have mudaf ilayhi coming, then I showed you there are different ways of analyzing it. Okay, fine. Wa dhalika al baytu waw ataf. What is dhalika? Mubtada. What is al baytu? Badal. And what is lit tabibi? Jar majrur. Shubu jumla khabar. Got the idea? Here comes baitu tajri. This is a compound. Mudaf mudafilhi. Baitu tajri. Where is mubtada? Baitu. Wahua mudaf. And then tajri mudafilhi. Sahi? Put a line there. And what is amama? Remember, it is not imama, but amama. This is a zarf. In front. Amama. Masjidi. Amamal Masjidi. So here, Amama is a zarf, and we will say Shibu Jumla Khabar. Okay? And then what will you say about the Masjidi? Mudafili. After zarf comes Mudafili. Sahi? So in this case, as you see, Sister Salma, we said Amama Shibu Jumla Khabar. And then we said Al Masjidi Mudafili. Okay, got the idea? وَبَيْتُ تَبِيبِ بَيْتُ مُبْتَدَى وَهُوَ مُدَاف تَبِيبِ مُدَافِ لَهِ خَلْفَ. Again, zarf. خَلْفَ شِبُ جُمْلَ خَبَر. And then what is الْمَدْرَسَةِ مُدَافِ لَهِ. Got the idea? Inshallah. Inshallah. Now, in the handout, we have done خَلْفَ zarf and مَدْرَسَةِ Mudafilehi, and then we are saying in the handout Shibu Jumla Khabar. But both will be correct, but more accurate will be, as we will learn in book 3, that Khalfa is a Shibu Jumla Khabar. And Madrasati will be Mudafilehi. Inshallah. But as long as you know what's going on, that is the important thing, brother and sister. Fine. لِمَنْ هَذِهِ السَّيَارَةُ. How will you translate this, brother? to whom this car belongs to. وَلِمَنْ تِلْكَ and to whom that. Okay. هَذِهِ السَّيَارَةُ لِلْتَّبِيبِ هَذِهِ مُبْتَدَى بَدَلْ and then لِلْتَّبِيبِ جَارْ مَجْرُ شِبُّ جُمْلَى خَبَرْ. Okay. وَتِلْكَ and that one مُبْتَدَى لِلْتَّاجَرِ جَارْ مَجْرُ شِبُّ جُمْلَى خَبَرْ. Fine. هَذِهِ السَّيَارَةُ هَذِهِ مُبْتَدَى سَيَارَةُ بَدَلْ. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? من الياباني جار مجرور شبو جملة خبر. Okay. وتلك تلك مبتدا مبتدا. And من أمريكا جار مجرور شبو جملة خبر. Okay. You know, when we will go in book 2 and learn more, and then we study Quran, brothers and sisters, the intensity and power of the language will come to you. Like this ayah, you know, when I really understood it thoroughly, I was so pleased, you know. لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَىٰ جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتَهُ. Every word has a meaning and a purpose in the sentence. What is love? Not L-O-V-E. Okay? What is love? When we learn, it will surprise you. And those who do not know language of the Quran, brother, they are missing out. They are only getting benefit maybe 1 or 2%. Love is a condition. We will be learning jumla shartiya, conditional sentence. So what kind of a condition is that? These are the things we are going to learn. And if there is a condition, if there is a shart, then there is a jawabu shart. And all these things we will understand. And that is so beautiful, brothers and sisters. So very beautiful. Book 3, inshallah. Okay. Ajib anil as'ilatil atiyati. Tamarinu, mamnu min as-sarf. Diptot. Tamarinu, diptot. You can see one dhamma there. Okay. Man hadha ar-rajulu wa man dhalika ar-rajulu. The answers will be from the lesson. Okay, brother. What will be the answer? هذا الرجل تاجر وذلك الرجل طبيب. Okay. Now we are not analyzing, but we can say this man is a merchant and that person is a طبيب. ما اسم التاجر؟ اسم التاجر محمود. ما اسم الطبيب؟ اسم الطبيب سعيد. You can write the sentence correctly, put the proper vowel signs at the end, and inshallah you will not make a mistake. You will not make a mistake. Inshallah. Min ayna sayaratu tabibi? Sayaratu tabibi min al yabani. Wa min ayna sayaratu tajiri? Sayaratu tajiri min amerika. Are you with me? Aina baytut tajiri. See, baytut tajiri, these are all mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Baytut tajiri amam al masjidi. Wa aina baytut tabibi? Baytut tabibi khalf al madrasati. Got the idea? Ikra waktub. Now you have to write. You have to write everything. Hazal waladu khalidun. Translation. This boy is Khalid. So what is Haza? Mubtada. Al-Waladu Badal. And then Khalidun is the Khabar. Wow, Ataf. Zalika al-Waladu. What is Zalika? Mubtada. What is Waladu? Badal. And Muhammadun is the Khabar. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. I think it's nice we are revising. So that you will become very strong with the badal business. Okay? Hazar rajulu mudarrisun. If you wish, brothers and sisters, there are no vowel signs. Hazal waladu, put a line. And ذَٰلِكَ الْوَلَدُ put a 9 because that part is مُبْتَدَى. Okay. Now, هَذَا الرَّجُلُ put a line. هَذَا مُبْتَدَى. الرَّجُلُ بَدَلْ. So, if you know that it is a khabar, then you will never say مُدَرِسِن. You will always say مُدَرِسُن. Because khabar is always marfu. If it is one word. وَذَٰلِكَ الرَّجُلُ مُهَنْدِسُن. Okay. ذَٰلِكَ مُبْتَدَى. الرجل بدل مهندس خبر هذا الكتاب جديد هذا مبتدا البدل and خبر وذلك الكتاب مبتدا بدل خبر. See the beauty of Dr. Abdurrahim. You know, I have seen so many books, brother, and the author somehow explains, but he makes brings everything together. And then we as a student, we get confused. In this, if Dr. Abdurrahim wants us to learn Badal, he will only bring Badal here, nothing else. So that every sentence that we do just makes us more strong. Alhamdulillah. May Allah bless him for his enormous services to the language of the Quran. May Allah bless him and give him long life. Inshallah. Fine. Hadhihi sayaratu. See? Mubtada badal. Now where is the khabar? Shibu jumla. How will you say? Li aliyin jar majur shibu jumla khabar. So Sister Salma, there is no mudafili. I can straight away say shibu jumla khabar. Huh? Okay? Wa tilka, and that is li khalidin. Huh? So here it is only مُبْتَدَى, no badal. لِخَالِدٍ جَارْ مَجُرْ شِبُ جُمْلَ خَبَرْ. هَذَا الْبَابُ put a line. هَذَا مُبْتَدَى الْبَابُ badal and مَفْتُوحٌ خَبَرْ. وَذَلِكَ الْبَابُ مُغْلَقٌ. So ذَلِكَ مُبْتَدَى الْبَابُ badal مُغْلَقٌ خَبَرْ. لِمَنْ هَذِهِ السَّاعَةُ. You will not say sa'ati, brother. There is nothing to make it majroor. Huh? Li came, only man became majroor. That's it. Liman hadhihi sa'atu. To whom this watch belongs. Okay, what is the answer? Hiya. It is hiya. It is mubtada. Where is the khabar? Li Abbasin. Jar majroor, shubu jumla khabar. أَهَذَا الْبَيْتُ لِلْتَبِيبِ طَبِيبِ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ. أَهَذَا الْبَيْتُ لِلْتَبِيبِ. What is the answer? لَا هُوَ مُبْتَدَى لِلْمُدَرِّسِ جَارْ مَجُرْ شِبُ جُمْلَى خَبَرْ. Brother, لِلْمُدَرِّسِ. Remember how لِلْ is written. Hamzatul Wasal has been dropped. Actually it is لِي harf chair and then الْمُدَرِّسُ. Now لِي came, it will become al-mudarrisi, but you put together, you remove in writing hamzatul wasal. It became lil. Because as it is, you are not pronouncing hamzatul wasal. Fine, brother and sister. Ahadhi darrajatu libn al-muazzini. Does this bicycle belong to the son of muazzin? So see, li harf jar. Ibni ism majrur wa huwa mudaf and muazzini mudaf ilayhi. Got the idea? Inshallah. Naam. Yes. Man hadhal waladu. Who is this boy? Huwa talibun min al iraqi. So brother, here see huwa mubtada. Talibun, one word. Marfu. It is our khabar. So we got our khabar. So what will you say, min al-Iraqi? You will only say jar majroor. Nothing else. Jar majroor. Okay. Adhalika al-baytu jadidun. Adhalika al-baytu jadidun. Is that house? Is new? Is that house a new? La huwa kadimun jiddan. Huwa mubtada, kadimun khabar. And you see, jiddan, it's mansub. It is mansub. So what is this mansub noun doing here? We will study in book 3. We won't do now. Just at the moment, we understand the meaning. What is the meaning? Very. V-E-R-Y. Very. It's very old. هذه السيارة من الياباني هذه مبتدا سيارة بدل من الياباني جار مجرور شبه جملة خبر وتلك تلك مبتدا and then what is the خبر شبه جملة جار مجرور خبر من سويسرا سويسرا that is Switzerland okay هذا السكين هذا السكين هذا مبتدا سكين بدل هذا السكين من ألمانيا من ألمانيا okay from Germany وتلك الملأكة and that spoon is from من الكلترا from England okay now we have a exercise we read the example and then change the sentence according to the example brother hadha kitabun hadha kitabun hadha mubtada kitabun khabar now we have to make hadha kitabun into mubtada and badal and then bring the news so what is the example hadhal kitabu Li Muhammadin. So what is Hada? Mubtada. Al-Kitabu. Badal. And you said Li. Jar Majrur. Shibu Jumla Khabar. Okay, brother. Very good. So we have to form these sentences. Very easy exercise. Very interesting exercise. Khabar is given to you. Okay, brothers and sisters. And just try to make a sentence. هَذَا تَبِيبٌ How will you say now? هَذَا الْتَبِيبُ Is it clear? هَذَا الْتَبِيبُ And what will be the khabar? مِنَ الْهِنْدِ So as soon as you said هَذَا الْتَبِيبُ هَذَا الْتَبِيبُ Not هَذَا But هَذَا الْتَبِيبُ What will you say? هَذَا مُبْتَدَى تَبِيبُ بَدَل That's okay. Next one. هَذِهِ السَّيَّارَةُ مبتدا بدل what where is the خبر للمديري جار مجرور شبه جمله خبر ذلك الولد مبتدا بدل what is the خبر ابن المدرسي ابن is your خبر هو مضاف and مضاف اليه fine تلك الساعه what is تلك الساعه مبتدا بدل مبتدا بدل what is the خبر من سويسرا okay جار مجرور شبه جمله خبر هذا البيت مبتدا بدل where is the خبر للمهندسي جار مجرور شبه جمله خبر هذا القلم هذا مبتدا قلم بدل and لي عباس لي جار مجرور شبه جمله خبر ذلك الرجل مبتدا بدل where is the news مؤذن That person is a muazzin. Muazzinun. Because when one word comes, no harfchar in front of it, no midaf in front of it, so it has to be marfu. Muazzinun. It will only become majrur if there is a harfchar in front of it, or it comes as a mudafilahi. Or if there is a zarf in front of it. There is nothing. So it is marfu, one word. It's one word, marfu. Very good, brother. هذه البيضة Remember? هذه البيضة كبيرة That is your خبر. هذا المنديل This handkerchief. What about it? وسيخ مرفوع. One word. هذه الحقيبة هذه الحقيبة للمدرس 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 جار مجرور شبه جملة خبر. Very good. Ikra misal. No, this is the way we will form the question. Liman hadal Kitabu. Remember, brother, it cannot be kitabi. Sometimes some students can make a mistake. Because they saw li in the front, they may say it will kitabi. No. Liman is jar majrur. Khatam. Okay. Hazal kitabu. Okay. Okay. So it is kitabu. What is the answer? Hazal kitabu li Muhammadin. Now we are using the harf jar li. Harf jar li. Okay. So now there is a picture and we got to form a sentence, question, and then give answer. What is the first kalam? So what will you say? Liman hadhal kalamu. What will you say? Hadhal kalamu li Abbasin. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Brother and sister, I hope you will do it at home. Write it at home, inshallah. Next one, brothers and sisters. Liman hadhal miftahu. Liman? No, miftahu is a muzakkar, Sister Sukhaina. Miftahu is a muzakkar. Liman hadhal miftahu. Hadhal miftahu li aliyin. Okay. Now comes muannas. لمن هذه السيارة هذه السيارة للمدير that Hamza Abdul Wasal will go away and you say للمديري very good لمن هذه البكرة هذه البكرة للفلاح للفلاح لمن هذه الحقيبة هذه الحقيبة لل مدرسي لمن هذا الكرسي لمن هذا الكرسي هذا الكرسي لعمار okay next one brothers and sisters we already got it here لمن هذه الدجاجة هذه الدجاجة Li bintil fallahi. Got the idea? Li bintil fallahi. Very good, brother. Now, the watch. Liman hazihi sa'atu. Okay? Hazihi sa'atu. Libnil mudiri. Are you with me? Libnil mudiri. And we did analyze. Li harf jar. Ibni. Ibni, Livi Harjar, Ibni, Isam Majrur, Wahua Mudaf, and then Al Mudir, Mudafili. And then you can say, Libni, Jar Majrur, Shibu Jumla Khabar. Okay? Fine. What is the next one, brother? Liman Hazal Baitu. Liman Hazal Baitu. Hazal Baitu, Lit Tabibi. MashaAllah. Liman Hazil Milakatu. Hazil Milakatu. Littalibi belongs to the student. Okay. Inshallah, now I will remove this. Okay, I want to, you know, tell you something, brothers and sisters. To acquire knowledge is obligatory. It's obligatory. The first word that Allah revealed, Ikra, read. So that you know. So that word applies to us all the time. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So brother, it is so very important for us to go ahead in our secular studies and our religious studies. We have to. No time to waste. We must always, always study, you know. And I want to motivate some of you if you are not very strong, okay, brothers and sisters. I am not good at drawing. What did I draw, brothers and sisters? A candle. What do you call candle in Arabic? Shama. In Urdu also? Shama. Or even Farsi, it's in Shama. Okay, brothers and sisters. This shamma represents light, nur. And what does the nur do? It dispels darkness. Darkness is injustice and evil things. That is all darkness. And the light is justice, okay, brothers and sisters, and where we know our responsibilities and we are striving to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our daily lives, in our actions of daily lives. Okay, so nur represents that. Okay, when I was a very small child, we used to have an assembly in the school early morning. And there, you know, we used to sing. 1,200 students singing loudly in the ground adjacent to the school, you know. And I never forgot that, brother. And I want to share with you that, inshallah, you'll like it. Garmi-e-ilm se har saas ko bala kar de. Garmiye ilm se har saas ko bala kar de. Ya Rab, is khaak ke zarre ko sitara kar de. Ya Rab, is khaak ke zarre ko sitara kar de. Now, brother, some of you do not know Urdu, so I'll translate. Garmiye ilm, you know, with the power of knowledge, with the intensity of knowledge. Ya Allah, make my every breath a very special breath.